Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the South Bay Small Business Hour. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and today is Monday, October 17th, 2011. So, I'm also called the Small Business Doctor because I've got the prescription for your small business. You can read all about my many small business adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/JoeTerryORG or visit me on my website at JoeTerry.org. So that's Facebook facebook.com/JoeTerryORG or on our blog at JoeTerry.org. So you want to take control of your life and your finances. You want to take the plunge and start your own small business. Well, millions share that dream with you all around the world. I share that dream with you. The small personal business dream is a beautiful dream. I want to help make that dream a reality for you as your partner, mentor, or simply your friend. I call myself the Small Business Doctor. My name is Joe Terry, and this is the South Bay Small Business Hour. This show is for you if you want to earn a part-time or full-time income in your own small business from anywhere in the world. Now, if you have a brick-and-mortar business, a business that requires a retail location, of course, your investment is going to be a little bit larger than the typical person that wants to start a home business. Mostly, home businesses start on average from anywhere from $0 to $500 is the typical startup costs for a home-based business. And the sort of the standard home-based business scenario is finding a company that has a product or service that you can sell, offer to others, and the company provides all the service and support and, of course, the product or service. And you provide the contacts. You provide the glue between customer and company. And for that, you get a fee. Now, you can call it a commission. You can call it a reward. You can call it whatever you want. But it's money in your pocket for moving products or moving services. And nothing gets done until a product or service is moved. Most people have a terrible misconception about sales organizations, typically called multi-level or network marketing and so forth, that you can make money with no product being offered. And you just want to stay as far away from any kind of a game, cash game or cash scheme or anything like that, as you can. If no product changes hands, no value is offered, and it can't last. You might make money in the short term, maybe, but someone's going to lose, and therefore it just is not sustainable. What you want to look for is a product or service that has real value in the marketplace, some kind of a position in the marketplace. They don't have to be the market leader, just contender, and you can look at pills, potions, and lotions. The nutritional marketplace is the strongest market in this area, home-based businesses and network marketing, multi-level marketing, but there's many other products and services out there that you can look at. One of my favorites is Send Out Cards, and it's a fabulous company. You can find out more at cardperson.com. That's CardPerson.com. Cardperson.com. Send a card today. Not Send Out Cards. And my favorite business now is the gold and silver marketplace. For the last 10 years, gold has been the darling of the media talking about the rise in gold and silver and how those might be great investments. But, you know, I'm not an investment advisor. I'm not an attorney. I'm not an accountant. What I would say is I am a representative, an affiliate of American Gold Reserve and also KB Vision. These two companies represent the finest examples of gold and silver bullion sales available. KB Vision is focused on gold, and they have the best prices in the world for the finest product. American Gold Reserve is an American company. KB Vision is a German company. American Gold Reserve is an American company based in Utah. And with those differences, I think they have different foci. I think KB Vision has a focus for the entire world, and therefore their focus is more on gold as a currency, just to be used in any country. So they focus very much on the small transaction weight, transaction-friendly weights, like their 1 gram card. Their signature offering right now is the 1 gram of gold, certified for weight and purity by the Swiss government, and affixed with a hologram and a serial number to ensure that you're getting an authentic carat bar, as I believe they're calling it. Starting with a K, carat bar, C-A-R-A-T-B-A-R. And so the focus of KB Vision is, as I said, a currency. It's a little bit different. One thing that's very neat about KB Vision is that they will store all of your holdings in your account for free in St. Gothard Massive, Switzerland. Now, this is not, again, paper gold. When you buy from KB or you buy from American Gold Reserve, you're buying physical metal, and that's critical. This is not about GLD or SLV, which are the two largest exchange-traded funds that are purportedly backed by gold and silver. My favorite exchange-traded fund is CEF, Canadian Funds Limited, a very good company, and they truly are backed by gold and silver. Up to 90% of their assets are physical metal. Canadian company, the stock symbol is CEF, CEF. I would stay away from those unless you had fulfilled your what I call the requirement of anywhere from 5 to 20% of your assets in physical metal. 5 to 20% of your assets in physical metal as an insurance, not an investment. The price is irrelevant. The issue is securing and preserving the value of your assets. Securing and preserving the value of your assets. It's I don't want to talk about what the future holds for gold. I'll leave that to the experts. Or the future holds for silver. I'll leave that to the experts. What I can tell you is the past tells me. 1950 to 2010, gold's average return was 27.5%. 1950 to 2010. Now, for those 60 years, gold was flat for some years. It went up wildly in a few years. It was negative, but very little a few years. And so the safety is that gold never goes down very far. It might go up a lot, or it might go sideways and do nothing. But it never goes down very far. And ladies and gentlemen, the key for holding and acquiring gold and silver is that it never, ever goes to zero, ever. Gold and silver are real money and have been for thousands of years and will continue to be so, I believe, well into the future. So once you own gold and silver, you have real money, and that's security. Okay, so now what I would like to do is I'd like to play some tapes for you, some offerings for you that explain a little bit more about what American Gold Reserve are and what KB Vision are. So first off, let's start with KB. Capital and Business is what it stands for. If you'd like to know more about KB Vision, you can visit kbgoldandmoney.com. kbgoldandmoney.com. So, let's hear from Tom, the accountant, as he explains what KB Vision is all about.
I keep getting phone calls. People are saying, hey, Tom, what are you doing? What business are you in? Do you have anything good? Well, for a long time, I didn't have anything that I felt was worth showing some of my friends and colleagues. But I did find something that I think is pretty intriguing, and I think you will too, because there's no startup costs, there's no monthly costs, there's no ongoing costs. Wait till you see this. It's pretty sharp. Now,
what is going on there? What is going on there? I can't hear it, but it's still playing. I don't know. I don't think it's working. I apologize. That piece is a good piece. It's just having some trouble. Okay, we're going to stop that, and we're going to go with the old standby, Joe Norman. Thank you.
In the next few minutes, you will learn about the KB Group and their global currency exchange system. Today, we'll discuss the history, growth, and development of KB, then highlight the program features and benefits. The KB Group stands for Capital and Business. It's a financially secure, debt-free, and fully self-funded network of companies with over 17 years of successful operations. They conduct operations from two offices primarily, one's in Munich, the other in Stuttgart, Germany. The KB Group now owns and controls a network of 24 companies. Early in 2008, KB began acquiring assets in the precious metals industry as a strategy to hedge their portfolio. KB first acquired the mining rights for a site located in Turkey, and a short time later, KB founded their very own private gold refinery in Istanbul, Turkey. Suddenly, KB owned and controlled two very impressive and timely assets. The only lacking component at that time was a strategy to bring the precious metals to the consumer. In May of 2008, they spun off a new company to handle the sales and marketing called KB Edelmetall, bringing their gold and silver bullion to the consumer with a simple but effective approach. Telephones, fax machines, and snail mail were and still are the preferred ways to bring the product to the consumer. The Kosheen family has an old-school conservative philosophy that has served them well over the years. KB Edelmetall offered the world's first and only private allocated bullion savings plans to the masses through person-to-person referrals. This model has been a huge success in Central Europe. In fact, KB and their precious metals purchase plans are actually recommended now by Bundesspar, an independent German consumer watchdog organization. Early in 2011, KB created and added KB Vision to its portfolio of companies. KB Vision uses the internet much the same way many financial institutions are using the internet for online banking. KB Vision is the 23rd of 24 companies that the KB Group owns and controls. KB Vision is to KB Edelmetall what online banking is to a financial institution. A new, fast, convenient, and easy way to deposit paper money and exchange it for gold money. A new and improved version of the business model leveraging the speed and convenience of the internet. KB Vision is literally a private savings club. By invitation only, KB Vision pays its affiliates to help people set up an account and exchange paper money for gold money. The plan is to show people how to use KB's system to turn paper money into gold money and start saving more gold money. Once an account is established, clients can take a dollar cost average approach and make regular monthly deposits and bullion purchases. You can also do one-time or periodic cash deposits and bullion purchases. You can literally customize a plan that best suits you. KB account holders do not spend money. What we do is exchange, trade, or swap paper fiat currency for another form of currency, which is gold bullion. Gold is a reliable historic store of value. And when we refer others that do this, that is a commissionable activity for KB affiliates. And when an account holder deposits cash, it can be exchanged for bullion in the exchange rate for that day. No need to be concerned about liquidity because your bullion can be exchanged back to cash in any currency at any time. Why do I need an account with KB? Well, gold is a great way to create insurance or a hedge against inflation. Experts say inflation is running well over 10% right now, and rising prices are a reality. It takes more currency to buy the things we need. Experts are also advising their clients to have at least 5 to 20% of their assets in precious metals as a hedge against inflation. KB account holders exchange cash for bullion, and if inflation goes up, so can your gold account balance because you are leveraged to gold. In the last 24 months, from June 2009 to June 2011, the U.S. dollar has lost well over 40% of its purchasing power. What that means is it's now taking more paper money to purchase the things that we need on a daily basis. Well, the same 24 months, June 2009 to June 2011, gold prices are up over 40%. And the question is, if you could exchange paper money that's losing its purchasing power for gold money that's increasing dramatically in its purchasing power, do you think that would be a wise thing to do based on this evidence? Well, we sure do, and we know that the product is the most pure form of gold bullion that exists in the world. 999.9 Kinnebar quality gold bullion. The bullion comes embedded into a product card. Each card has a serial number with a Kinnebar hologram adorning the rear side. KB bullion is Kinnebar grade, which is the very highest grade and quality produced by less than a handful of companies in the world. The Kinnebar hologram and serial number ensures that the bullion you acquire belongs to you and that your bullion will always keep its value after it leaves the vault if and when it's shipped to you. KB's bullion is audited and certified for purity and weight by the Swiss government. KB's plan eliminates middleman profits, creates a way for their clients to buy direct and take full advantage of KB's vertical position. Everyone else that buys their bullion is going to buy it after it's passed through traditional channels, starting with a mining company. They're going to take their profits when they sell to a refinery. Refinery is going to take their profits when they sell to a mint, and of course the mint is going to take their profits when they sell to a wholesaler, broker, or an internet site. And of course those entities are going to take their profits when they sell to open market buyers. KB has an incredible tactical advantage in the marketplace. Why? Because they own their own mines, they own their own refinery, they own their own mint, and the distribution rights. They are completely vertical within the precious metals industry. This unique combination of company-owned assets expands their profit margins and positions them for tremendous profitability and worldwide growth, not to mention have ample funds to be able to grossly overpay people like us that are willing to refer others. KB Vision Savings Plan empowers individuals and business entities of all types to buy, sell, own, and control precious metals in smaller, more transaction-friendly weights. KB Vision is a category creator. They are literally a private savings club, as we mentioned early, and we get paid to help people save money. Countries that are open for business, there's 26 right now. If you want to see that list of countries, you can go to kb-vision.com, and if you are a member or a customer or an affiliate, you log in, and it's right there on your general tab. 26 countries, including the United States, UK, Ireland, Canada, many, many English-speaking countries, and more to come. They have plans to open 50 more countries by the end of this year. KB's financial strength and stability. Let's talk about that. There are no costs at all to open an account as a customer or an affiliate or both. There's no setup fees. There's no purchase requirements. There's no annual renewal fees and no website fees. In fact, you can fully participate in KB's referral rewards program without buying a single thing. This fact is very well received worldwide by government and legal regulators. There's three basic features of KB's plan. The first feature is to simply open your account. You then fund your account, and then you can purchase bullion. You can also take advantage of KB's affiliate program and refer others. You can earn up to 670 euro, which is about 950 U.S. dollars, as a customer acquisition bonus for each referral that does a monthly purchase plan. And you can earn up to 5.5% on your referrals one-time or periodic bullion purchases. Now, are there any other financial institutions anywhere in the world that are paying for referrals like this? I don't think so. KB is the first and only financial institution paying members for referrals. KB Vision and our affiliates are looking for people to manage new locations and move our product to the consumer. And if you are willing and able to engage as an independent affiliate, you can get paid to help people save money and create a plan to help protect and conserve assets from inflation and economic downturns. Potential clients include anyone that has a checking or a savings account. That can be individuals, families, and even business entities. They need to know about this fantastic way to protect assets and hedge a portfolio by purchasing bullion from KB. Part-time and full-time opportunities are available for anyone looking for a stable and lucrative way to generate new capital from KB's aggressive compensation package. For more information about that compensation package, you can go to mykbgold.us and then mouse over the More tab and click on the Comp Plan tab for more details. That's mykbgold.us. Click mouse over the More tab, click on the compensation plan, and you can get all the details on the compensation plan. Now, I have to mention the X Factor earnings, which we know successful affiliates, we have a lot of them, that have built monster books of business, and let's say you make a $10,000 commission, you can actually exchange all of your earnings if you want to for bullion, or you can take part of it. Let's say when you make $10,000, you can take $5,000 of it in cash and transfer it to your debit card that they issue, and take the other $5,000 and exchange it for more gold. This is a commissionable activity as well, and it's not even accounted for in KB's compensation plan. Very, very exciting. Well, if you're new and you might be hearing this for the first time, you might be wondering, how do I get started? Just get back to the person that invited you to this call, complete a short application, and create an account as a customer or an affiliate. There are no costs at all with either option. And then simply fund your account and exchange your currency for KB Bullion. We have plans starting with as little as 50 euro or about 65 to 70 US dollars. It's a monthly savings program that you own, manage, and control, and it works just like most online bank accounts. We have a preferred account program via deposits, or a purchase, or commissions that are exchanged for bullion. When you have completed the purchase of 100 grams of KB Bullion, you become a preferred account holder. And your benefits are you're always going to get a 3% better price when you buy and 5% more when you, if you decide to sell your bullion back to KB and convert it back to cash. You're going to get 5% more than anyone else as a preferred customer, and of course free delivery on your first purchase. Our product is gold, and financial experts are advising their clients to have at least 5 to as much as 20% of their assets in gold and silver in this volatile world economy. Gold has outperformed just about every asset class there is since 1969. They have an annual average return for gold bullion of 11%. What's that CD? What are you getting paid on that CD from your local bank? Probably not 11%. So gold is a great and safe place to park your money. And it's, as I said, outperformed every other asset class available. That's the product. Now our opportunity. Our opportunity will offer anyone an opportunity to compress 30, 40, 45 years of earning power into 1 or 2 years or even less for top producers. Timing is everything when it comes to business, as you know, and precious metal prices are at or near record highs. We invite you to be proactive and protect yourself and your family. Create an account today with KB, because we know that if you glide along with good intentions and are reactive, you don't want to be caught unprepared if the economy worldwide continues to worsen.
That is the great Joe Norman explaining all about KB Vision. KB Vision. And I'm sorry about that that piece from Tom not working. I have to remember that that's broken and get it fixed. So at this point, what I'd like to do is I'd like to introduce some of the work that American Gold Reserve has done to produce videos and market materials, and I'd like you to hear some of that. Let's see. American Gold Reserve. What shall we play first? I think first what we'll do is we'll go with an interview with David Morgan, a well-known investment analyst in the area of silver, and focus on silver, because silver is such a cost-effective acquisition of monetary metal. Gold and silver both are excellent investments. I believe silver, as many experts will tell you, is a better investment. But as insurance, both gold and silver are excellent. So let's hear from David Morgan. Here we go.
We're here on location at the Utah Monetary Summit, and I have David Morgan with me here, and David has agreed to let me ask him a few questions about what's been going on in the market the last several days, as we've seen a lot of changes, haven't we?
Indeed we have, Reed. We've seen massive sell-off in both gold and silver. It's been what I call waterfall decline. This is where you see these massive moves down, and it usually takes at least 3 days for these things to subside. As we're doing this interview, silver traded as low as, I think it's just near 26. It's now trading above 30. So it's been like a $6 move from top to bottom already in a day's time. Basically, you wouldn't see these type of moves in the metals without the fact that they're so highly leveraged. There's so many derivatives in the metals. In fact, Jeff Christian, who runs CPM Group of New York, is on record stating about 100-to-1 leverage in the precious metals. Whether or not that's true or not, the point is simple. When you have so much derivatives exposure in any market, the swings can be very, very huge, as we've witnessed on the downside for precious metals. I'm still very bullish longer term, but I don't think this is going to subside in a short span, time span. I think these kind of moves usually take time to regroup, rebuild, build a base, and come back up. So personally, at this point in time, I reserve the right to change my opinion. Think that it's probably going to be about a three-month time frame before we get a lot of stability in the markets and we're back up into, say, the $40 level or so with silver that we were at just 4 days ago, and back up to the $1,800-$1,900 level on gold, like that, again, that we're at maybe 4 days ago. So right now, the way I see it is it's going to take time to rebuild the base. Fundamentally, the metals are stronger and a better buy than they've ever been. Anyone that's scared out by this move to the downside should really rethink their premise, because nothing is better in today's economic environment than owning precious metals.
Why do you think it's important that people own precious metals?
It's the only asset class that can't default. There's no counterparty risk. Everything else that you own, you either have to go through a bank or a broker to get, you know, final payment, whereas gold and silver in your hand is final payment. So there's no trust issues. There's no third-party issues. There's nothing other than being in a monetary asset that's world-recognized and has been for 1,000 years. Ask somebody about, you know, like the last time we did an interview together, the Zimbabwe dollar. How much confidence do they have in that all the way down? So the U.S. dollar, unfortunately, is in a similar situation, not as dramatic as far as in a time frame sense, but in an overall currency crisis sense, it's probably as bad as or maybe even worse than the Zimbabwe dollar. What I mean by that is that over time, it's going to continue to lose purchasing power.
One of the things that I've noticed is in taking a look at the purchasing power of the dollar and the dollar index, the movements of the dollar index have not really reflected in the precious metals. We saw on Friday and again today that the dollar, although it's gaining some strength against other currencies, is not gaining the kind of strength that would be indicative of the market declines that we're seeing actually in the gold and the silver. Do you have any thoughts on why maybe there's kind of a little bit of a detach going on between what's happening, the strength, the weakness of the dollar versus other currencies, as opposed to what we're seeing in the gold and silver markets?
I do. First of all, there is a contingency out there that looks at gold being opposite the dollar. And you can, in fact, Ian McAvity, who I greatly respect, can take a dollar chart and flip it upside down, and it looks like the gold chart and then superimpose the gold chart. So I'm not saying that they aren't inversely related. To some degree, they are. But as things go further down the road, like we are now, what you really want to look at is what is the physical economy doing? What is wealth creation? Because economics is about wealth creation or wealth destruction. And that's what you have to focus on. So what you really want to look at is, since gold itself is real wealth, you want to see what that matches up against. How many new wheat fields are being created in the United States? How many new factories are being created? How many new ideas are being promoted that are going to build wealth in the country or in the world? So you want to match the increase in the money supply, the 1% to 2% of gold that comes to the out of the ground and increases the amount of gold on an annual basis, versus the real economy of physical goods and services that are being produced that are wanted by the marketplace. And that's where you get the breakaway between the currency and gold that we're seeing now. The later stages of the great economic conundrums come to a point where basically people start to wake up more and more and more, and actually catches fire at some point where people understand that whatever the government's saying isn't working, whatever they're trying to do to put out the fire isn't working, that you have to have something of substance. And that's where we're at today. And I think, unfortunately, that the political environment outside of states like Utah that are stepping up to the plate and issuing their own currency, or not issuing their own currency, stepping up to the plate and say, look, there's a solution here. It's pretty simple. Here's what you have an alternative to do. But I think that's going to be at the state level, not at the federal level.
Have you seen any changes in the fundamentals of the market over the last couple of days that might have precipitated this?
No change in fundamentals. As I said earlier, it's only gotten stronger. So basically, there isn't a big, you know, hoard of gold that hit the market, or some, you know, meteorite of 999 fine silver that landed in the Indian Ocean. I mean, none of this stuff has taken place. Now, the fundamentals are as strong as ever, but the market is spooked, and there is a big sell-off. And since gold is so highly leveraged, a lot of money managers have not a philosophical attachment to gold and silver that I have. It's an asset class for them. And when they get a margin call, they look at their book and they say, what do I have that I can sell? And gold is something that they have on their books, probably in paper form, and they're going to sell it. And that's selling begets selling begets selling. Markets always move down faster than to move up. Something to bear in mind. I learned that one the hard way myself in an over-leveraged position when I was in my 20s. I've never forgotten that fact.
Yeah, and we've seen the market move very strongly to the downside over the last couple of days. What do you think the outlook is for the next several days? Will that continue to play out to the downside, or do you think we're approaching a point where we're going to start consolidating here?
I'll give my best guess. I really think, you know, from my experience, it's usually a three-day washout when they're this hard. We already saw silver reverse today. I think we're probably going to find a bottom soon. Now, whether that bottom holds or not, that's a bigger question for me. And that's, of course, presuming that I'm correct on what I just said. I definitely would say buying silver under 30 or near 30 for the long term, you're probably safe. And I would also caution anybody that's watching this video to not get excited that, you know, anyone could pick an exact bottom. I would take at least a three-month approach, preferably a six-month approach, to get back into the market. Even if the market stabilizes here and starts going back up from here, which it may, I still think you're better off averaging into the market rather than trying to pick an exact bottom. Once someone has spent their resources on an asset class, especially something as volatile as silver, it's only to watch it go against them for a week, a month, or 2 months, 6 months even, they could get disheartened. And you shouldn't, because the metals aren't what changes. An ounce of silver is an ounce of silver. Whether you own it today, a year ago, two years ago, or 10 years hence, it's still an ounce of silver. What you have to concentrate on is what's the value and the purchasing power of that product at a given point in time.
So in addition to dollar cost averaging your way in over the next 3 to 6 months, what advice would you have for people who are relatively new, who maybe poking around and saying, you know, I have a good feeling about gold and silver. I think now may be a good entry point for the market. Tell me, what would you say to somebody who's relatively new?
I'd say get educated. I'd say read something, read more than one thing, but you could start with Murray Rothbard's What Has the Government Done to Our Money? Get educated. Don't do it based on what I say or my success or anyone's. Learn yourself. I mean, this is, I think, one of the big problems in our country is that people are undereducated. There's the information age, but I call it the information overload age. You really want to understand sound principles of finance. You want to understand sound principles throughout the spectrum, farming, education, and these type of things. So educate yourself and convince yourself that there's something important about honest money, sound money, and these principles that have made this country so great for such a long time. And look at what's happened from the time we went off the international gold standard, August 15, 1971, till now. If you take a look at what the U.S. dollar's done during the dollar index versus other currencies from that point till now, or especially against a constant like gold, then you'll see for yourself what we're talking about. But get educated. Don't just do something on a whim or it's popular, it sounds good. I think that's the wrong reason. The best reason is to understand the principles behind sound money. Once you understand those, you'll be much more in tune with why you own them.
What do you see happening here in Utah? I know that you were here earlier when the governor signed the Utah Sound Money Act, and I know that you've kind of been watching the events as they've unfolded here in Utah. What's your opinion and what are your thoughts on what's on this movement that you see developing here in Utah?
Well, I'm delighted by it because people forget, they don't know history very well, not that I'm a historian, I'm not, but the highest form of the highest powered individual in the United States is that of citizen. Citizen had the highest clout. Of course, it's not that way anymore, but that was the design. It was we the people, and we the people had all of our God-given sovereign rights protected and secured by the Constitution, and we gave up 100% of those rights, just a little bit of them, to the federal government, and we gave up, and most of it resided with the people, then to the states, and then to the federal government, and everything's been turned upside down. So Utah is one of the few states, and there's about 10 or 11 that understand that principle, that have had the ability to reenact what really is a sovereign right of the state, to enact and understand that gold and silver are money and can be used voluntarily in transactions. So I commend Utah. You know, I made a similar speech when I was here last time. I think it's now in your hands, meaning that it's the citizens, it's the people that are watching these videos, to actually implement it. It's great in theory. It does work in practice. Let's get it into practice, and that's what this Utah Monetary Summit's all about today.
And if you would have a piece of advice for people once they do purchase and own some physical gold and silver, and not the paper gold or silver or other types of holdings that might relate to gold and silver like stocks, but physical gold and silver, once you have it, what should you do with it?
Well, I think at this point in time, you should probably save it. But I think the bigger question may be, to help educate others why you did it. You can tell your family why you're doing it. And having savings is always a good thing. I mean, the Mormons, as an example, are pretty good at saving food. Why? Because we don't know the future, and it's something that we all need. We really need money. Money is the highest form that allows us all to do our best and have separation of labor. That's why we can have an extremely wealthy civilization, is because we have money, and because that allows all of us to have one thing that we all exchange and be able to pursue our best interests and our best goals individually rather than us all having to farm for a living, for example. So I really think that it's an important thing to understand why savings are important to the growth of an economy. I would say that would be as succinctly as I could say it.
At what point should a person consider selling or liquidating their silver or their gold holdings, in your opinion?
Always an individual choice. I get that question a lot, but, you know, it depends on you. I mean, for me personally, I've got two girls put through college, and it looks like both of them want medical careers, so I may be liquidating some of my silver or gold holdings because of that rather than on my own personal individual wants or needs. But that'd be one example, but it's an individual case. I mean, people ask me that question a lot, and it's up to you. I would say that you should think ahead in today's environment. So let's just look at that a bit longer. If there is a goal that you have for education or a home or a retirement plan or a boat or whatever it is on an individual basis, kind of think about that ahead of time, because sometimes these metals do get overvalued, even in paper terms. And there's something that you have postponed, which is what savings is all about, whether you're saving in fiat or saving in gold, you should take advantage of, you know, why you're doing this. You know, now if you are very wealthy and you want to put up a foundation to teach economic principles and that's your goal, so be it. All I'm saying is that, you know, savings for savings' sake alone isn't the best attitude. You do want to have some implementation down the road, whether you're wealthy enough to be able to extend it into a different generation or build a foundation or some kind of a, you know, something like that. That's fine. I don't have any problem with that. It's just that just hold on to it. No, I think money does have to circulate at some point or through, you know.
Sorry about that. That's the Blog Talk Radio lady.
Lost sight of that. It's buy now and find the money later type of mentality, which we really has caused part of the problem.
And one last question for you, David. What do you see coming up in 2012? What's on the horizon for precious metals?
Wow, great question. I think by 2012, we'll probably see a lot more implementation of something similar to what Utah has done. I think we'll see more state money acts or principles. I think you'll see it used more and more in transactions, either transparently or opaquely. And I really think I'm pretty optimistic, actually, that things have gone far enough where there's enough momentum that we'll see more and more people coming into the precious metals as a form of exchange.
Thank you for your time today, David, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
My brother, thank you, Reed.
Okay, that was Reed Larson, the CEO of American Gold Reserve, interviewing David Morgan, longtime silver investor and metals market pundit. And what I'm going to do here is, sorry about that. That's the Blog Talk lady saying that we have 10 seconds on our regular live feed, but we will go over and go into our archive time. So you'll still be with us if you're on the archive. And we find most people listen to the archive, actually. Let me find, I was working on finding another piece. I want to go to the AGR channel. I'm at the AGR channel, finally. There's just too many other things going on at the other place. Okay, so at the AGR channel, let's focus on the AGR reward system. How can you get involved with AGR and actually make money? And so if you're interested in getting involved with AGR, you just go to AmericanGoldReserve.com, you click on Enroll, and then you enter Hermosa Gold Silver as your sponsor username. Hermosa Gold Silver, all one word, H-E-R-M-O-S-A Gold Silver. And you'll see Virtuola LLC come up as the sponsor name, and then you just click Next and proceed from there. So that's how you get involved, and here's how you make money. The AGR reward system.
Hi, I'm Reed Larson, CEO of American Gold Reserve. You know, here at AGR, we have a passion, and that is to put as much gold and silver into the hands of as many people as we can at the best possible price as easily as we can do it. And, you know, as part of that, we have created a reward system. That reward system is designed to help you in your efforts to bring new customers to American Gold Reserve and earn commissions on those customers, and also to be able to find new people who would like to be affiliated with American Gold Reserve and to be able to earn an income based on the sales that those affiliates bring to American Gold Reserve as well. So I'm here today to outline and diagram for you as quickly and easily as possible the reward system that we've developed so that you can share that with your friends and that you'll also have a clear understanding of how you can earn some money with American Gold Reserve. Now, I want to start off by showing you I just got a blank piece of paper and a marker. Don't have any fancy diagrams. It's not complicated, so it is very short and easy to understand. And we hope that after you have a look at this, if you have any questions, that you'll contact the person that introduced you to American Gold Reserve and get those questions answered. Now, the first thing that we need to know is that there are two ways to get paid with American Gold Reserve. The first way is to bring somebody in as a new customer. Now, of course, the definition of a customer is somebody who buys something. So as soon as they go to the website and purchase something, they will put in your ID number, and that will then trigger a commission check to be cut to you. Now, the question becomes, what's commissionable? What do I get paid on? And so what I'm about to show you here is the way that we calculate commissions. Everything at American Gold Reserve is done based on a spot price plus a fabrication charge. That fabrication charge is often referred to as a premium. Now, in the gold and silver industry, those premiums are what pay coin dealers and others who are distributors or dealers of precious metals. And so since we don't have any coin dealers or distributors, we have that money that's normally included in the sale price of a precious metal product. That money is available then to compensate you. So if you take a look at this diagram here, you'll notice that of the total amount of the price, the purchase price of any product, most of that cost is for the precious metal itself. And that's the spot price of the metal that I mentioned just a minute ago. On top of that, we have this premium. Now, it is the premium amount that we call commissionable value. There's a certain amount of premium that is commissionable on every sale, and it will be different based on which type of product is purchased. Now, if the spot price is a certain number, and then the premium above that is, let's say, $20, not all that $20 would be commissionable because some of that money has to be used to pay for the manufacturing of the product, too. So there is a commissionable value that's assigned to each product, and that commissionable value is what we base all the rest of the calculations on. So I want to show you what those calculations are so that you'll understand how that all works. Out of this commissionable value, 10% is available and comes off the top for commission. And on every retail sale, you earn a commission. So that's the first and fastest way to earn money with American Gold Reserve. The second way is if you would like to bring affiliates in who would also bring retail sales into American Gold Reserve, then you can get paid on the commissionable volume that's generated by those affiliates. And that reward system can be diagrammed very simply. It's really kind of two reward systems in one. So I'm going to draw a line down the middle because on the left-hand side, we're going to have one of those reward system features, and on the right-hand side, we'll have the other. Now, I drew a line across the top as well, and that is for the 5% that goes into the bonus pool. This other 5% across the top here goes to American Gold Reserve and is kept by the company to help hedge against the movement of precious metal prices. Of the remaining 90%, 45% is allocated to the 3x9 matrix, and 45% over here is allocated to the matching checks. Now, if you go out and find an affiliate, find somebody who wants to become an affiliate, and they come on board with American Gold Reserve and they qualify to earn commissions, then you get paid a 5% override on their commissionable value. So it's 5% per level, and that is 9 levels deep. And so you can see from that that there is a great opportunity right there to earn 5% per level. That can add up to a lot of money if you have a lot of volume going through that organization and you have a number of affiliates who are very good at recruiting other affiliates. And that can be a very lucrative place to earn some money with American Gold Reserve. But that's not all. There's also the matching check component. And a lot of people have been very excited when they've heard about this because it's a little bit different than many of the other types of compensation plans that you may have seen in the past. What we do on the matching checks is, as soon as you bring in a second affiliate, see, the first affiliate that you bring in qualifies you to work or to earn a 5% override in the 3x9 matrix. The second affiliate that you bring in qualifies you for a matching check, and that affiliate will earn a check in the 3x9 matrix. And so if that affiliate earns a check of $100, let's say, then you would earn a matching check of 25% of that. And so you would earn a check for $25. All the volume all the sales volume, the retail volume that affiliate does, you would earn 25% on. And it does not matter where in the 3x9 matrix they are placed, by the way. It only matters that you personally sponsor that particular affiliate. Now, if you sponsor a third affiliate, then at that point, instead of 25%, you'll be earning 50% matching check. So the first affiliate that you sponsor enables you to qualify to earn 5% per level in the 3x9 matrix. The second affiliate enables you to qualify to receive a 25% matching check on both affiliates. The third affiliate that you bring ups that to 50% on all three. And in fact, 50% on as many affiliates as you personally sponsor. If you personally sponsor 100 affiliates, you get paid a matching 50% check that across all of those affiliates. The fourth affiliate that you sponsor enables you now to earn another 25% matching check on all of the commissionable volume that those affiliates do in the second generation. What that means is if you sponsor an affiliate and then they sponsor an affiliate, you will earn a 25% matching check on that second generation. And then the fifth affiliate that you personally sponsor qualifies you now for another generation of 25% matching checks. So 25% matching checks into the third generation. And once again, it does not matter where in your 3x9 matrix they are placed. What matters is that you sponsored an affiliate, that affiliate sponsored another affiliate, and that affiliate sponsored another affiliate, and you get paid matching checks on all three generations as soon as you have five affiliates that you've personally sponsored. This is simple, it's easy, and it's a great way to start earning some money as an affiliate with American Gold Reserve. Now, a word about the bonus pools. This 5% right here gets put into three bonus pools. The first bonus pool is 1%. So of the 5%, 1% goes into this bonus pool, and that is for everybody that has five affiliates plus there will be a volume requirement that's associated with that too. So you have to have a certain amount of sales in your organization to be able to qualify for this, as well as have recruited five affiliates. The second bonus pool is 2%, and that's for people who have sponsored 10 affiliates and that have met the volume requirement. The first bonus pool there is called the gold. I'm sorry. The first bonus pool there is called the silver. And the second bonus pool is called gold. Now, there is a third bonus pool. That third bonus pool right here is also another 2%, and that's for people who sponsored 25 affiliates and have met the volume requirement. Now, the bonus pools are company-wide, so you can qualify to participate in being paid a bonus based on all of the volume that was done in the entire company. So that's pretty exciting as well. Now, if you do have any questions about this compensation plan and, or any of the ways that reward you, please get with the person that introduced you to American Gold Reserve, and they'll be happy to answer your questions. Once again, we are really excited to have you on board, and we want you to be successful, and we're doing everything we can to help that be possible for you. Please do not promise anybody that you can make a certain amount of money or anything of that nature, because there are no promises. But what I can tell you is that with this reward system, the amount of effort that you put into it can generate tremendous rewards, and it will be based on the amount of effort that you're willing to put in and the amount of sales volume that's generated as a result of your efforts. So we believe that this compensation plan, while being exciting, is also fair, and it's something that would be enjoyable for all of us to work together on. Thank you again for coming to American Gold Reserve. We look forward to working with you soon.
Okay. That's the very simple, very easy to understand American Gold Reserve reward system. About as simple as you can get. 5% down 9 levels for just the commission. It's a 10% commission of the commissionable value. And so the purchase of gold and silver, there's the spot price, and then there's the premium. And of that premium, we get 10%. And the premium is going to be a standard dealer premium, maybe even a little bit lower. So we have essentially the same prices as your typical gold and silver dealer right down the block. And so you see those guys on the corner that say, you know, buy and sell gold. Well, we have better prices than they do. And that's the key advantage of this system, I think, and the key advantage of American Gold Reserve and KB Vision over numismatic companies. I apologize, but companies like Numis Network. Numis Network, coins at inflated prices. Bad deal. Bad deal. Sorry. Bullion is the way to go with prices at or near spot. And KB Vision, their prices are fantastic for their 1 gram pure gold certified for weight and purity by the Swiss government cards, the KB cards. If you go to eBay, let me see, I'm going to eBay right now. If you go to eBay and you type in KB space bullion, you will find, if you type in at eBay KB space bullion, you'll find one offering, one listing for a 1 gram new sealed 24 karat gold Kinnebar bullion card. And that's me selling a card. So you can buy a card, an individual card if you'd like. Or you can go to mykbgoldandmoney.com, mykbgoldandmoney.com, and you can sign up with KB Gold. I'll place you in my network, and we'll start buying gold. If you're interested in silver, you can go to American Gold Reserve. .com. You click on enroll and enter Hermosa Gold Silver, all one word, that Hermosa Gold Silver, and you'll see the sponsor name Virtuola LLC, and then you'll just click next after that, and then fill out the information there and establish an account. And so let's continue with a little bit more on American Gold Reserve. This is really key. This is a company that is dedicated to the finest information available for American for gold and silver dealers who are working out of their home. Here is the opportunity of, I think, a lifetime to have a gold and silver business operated out of your home. There you go. That's really the simple facts, and something that really attracted me was, there's lots of different products and services that you can sell, but let's say a product. And has anyone ever had the situation where you have lots of product in your garage or your spare bedroom and you can't get rid of the product? Well, what happens if someone has lots and lots of gold and silver in their garage or their spare bedroom, and they say they can't get rid of it? Well, what I say is, hey, if you've got, spare gold and silver that you don't want, send it to me. Only the 4/9 fine gold and 3/9 fine silver. I will take it off of your hands. I'll give you, let's say, $400 a pound for as much gold, pure gold and pure silver, that you can send me. I'll give you $400 a pound. How's that? What a deal. Get it off your hands. Well, of course, I'll make a ton of money if that's true. On the silver, I'll be close to break even, but on the gold, I'll make a killing at $400 a pound. It's like $25,000 a pound. So the bottom line is no one that you get involved with this company, and this is something that's really key for me, is finally, no one that you get involved with, American Gold Reserve or KB Vision, is going to say, Joe, all that pure gold and pure silver that I bought, I'm really pissed off with you that I bought all of that pure gold and pure silver, because it's worthless. The answer is that'll never happen. Gold and silver will never go to zero. Now, they fluctuate in price, but that's not the point. This is not about investment. This is about insurance. And that's why this is a completely different business than any other business really out there. Gold and silver. Time to focus. Time to focus. Focus, focus, focus. Gold and silver. Gold and silver. Looking forward to focusing on gold and silver. So, okay. What we're going to do now is we're going to talk about the top 10 things you can't say and what you should say instead. This is a company, American Gold Reserve, CEO Reed Larson, co-founder Wayne Palmer, who really care about you're building a business for the long term. That's beautiful. That's all that I could expect and hope for. So here we go. Top 10 things you can say, or you can't say, and what you, blah, blah, blah. Hold on. Wait.
Hi, I'm Reed.
Wait. It's the top 10 things you can't say, why you can't say them, and what to say instead. This is critical. This is setting the bar, setting the stage for a business that that just cannot be, cannot go off the rails. Very, very key. People will, if they adhere to this, if they adhere to this standard, cannot go wrong. And that's the real key. So here we go. American Gold Reserve, top 10 things you can't say, why you can't say them, and what to say instead.
Hi, I'm Reed Larson, CEO of American Gold Reserve, and today we're going to talk about the top 10 things you cannot say, why you cannot say them, and what you should say instead. Now, supporting materials for this will be in a PDF on our website at AmericanGoldReserve.com, the document called American Gold Reserve Guidelines on Testimonials, Endorsements, Earnings Claims, and Product Performance Claims. So those are the four things we're going to talk about: testimonials, endorsements, earnings claims, and product performance claims. Now, You should know that in 2009, the Federal Trade Commission passed some changes to the previous rules that had been in force at the time, governing testimonials, endorsements, earnings claims, and product performance claims. You might have all seen, and I know I've seen a million times, it seems, on TV, you know, typical results may vary, or your results may vary, or those types of kind of disclaimers that they put at the bottom of commercials. Well, what the FTC determined was that those blanket type statements are not good enough. And so in 2009, they made a whole new set of rules, and we need to go over those rules just to make sure that you understand what you can say and what you cannot say. And if you're going to be doing testimonials or endorsements, which includes posting on blogs and other social media and things, and may contain earnings claims or product performance claims, then you'll understand what you're allowed to do and say and what you're not allowed to do and say. And also, if you are going to do those, then what types of things you have to always make sure that you say. So let's dig right into this. The first thing I want to cover is that on testimonials and endorsements, they can be by celebrities or they can be by consumers like you and me. And the things that you need to remember first and foremost with testimonials and endorsements is it doesn't matter if it's a paid endorsement or not paid. Doesn't matter if it's a personal testimonial or a celebrity testimonial. All postings on social media, all communications, anything that could be construed as a testimonial or an endorsement, you must disclose your relationship to the company. So you would say, for instance, that you're an affiliate of American Gold Reserve. Or if your capacity with the company is different than that, if you're an officer or a director or an owner or something, then you would have to disclose that. So that's the first thing, is disclose your relationship. The second thing is include your name. And the third is include your affiliate ID. Now, kind of under this broad umbrella of testimonials and endorsements, while you're making a testimonial or an endorsement, you may find yourself making an earnings claim. Or you may find yourself making a product performance claim. So let's talk about what happens if a testimonial turns into one of those things, or if one of those things is included in a testimonial. With respect to earnings claims are things like how much money did you make or are you making now, or how much money can you make with American Gold Reserve or with any other opportunity that you're looking at. And it could also be things like how much help have you received or how much help might you receive in the future from people above you in the organization and so forth. So anything along those lines, you have to be very, very careful in how you make those claims. Even if they're absolutely true, which of course they have to be, otherwise you can get in trouble. First off, you must include an affirmative statement with any earnings claim. Now, the affirmative statement has to include three different things. The first is your relationship to American Gold Reserve, just like what we talked about in testimonials and endorsements in general. It also has to include an accurate statement of the earnings, which includes a net income statement. Now, net income is after you deduct all of your expenses. So it's not just the gross amount of the checks that you've received from American Gold Reserve that count. It's how much is left over after you pay your expenses. And that has to be an accurate statement. And then thirdly, a statement of what the average consumer actually earns, backed, of course, by statistical evidence that's provided to you by American Gold Reserve. That may also include a statement on how much the majority of company affiliates actually do earn, even if that number is very low or zero. So all of those statistical statements have to be provided to you by American Gold Reserve, and until we have those types of statistics available, you really cannot make any type of earnings claims. That means you can't post anything in social media, Facebook, Twitter, anything like that, or on a blog, or even in casual conversation with people. Please do not talk about how much money you make or you used to make or you want to make with American Gold Reserve until and unless we can do it properly with appropriate statistical evidence in an affirmative statement that's attached to it. There's another thing about earning claims to be aware of, too, and that is do not omit material facts that, if a consumer had known those facts, would have likely resulted in a different course of action by that reasonable consumer. This is called omission, when you fail to say something that might have been important. So please be very, very careful when making any type of earnings claims, and do not make any unless you have that affirmative statement included in there and you do not omit any material facts. The other thing to be concerned about is product performance claims. Now, in some companies, you know, if we were selling shampoo or soap or something, then the product performance claims would be along the lines of, does it work, or what types of relief can you get from using this certain type of soap or vitamin pill. In the case of gold, it's a little bit different, and there are some additional things that you've got to be concerned about when making any type of product performance claim. First off, please be aware that it covers a wide range of different things, such as a return on investment, or gold market movements or silver market movements, the price of gold being higher or lower in the future, anything that might have to do with suitability of the investment, for instance, whether or not it's a good idea for somebody to own or to purchase gold or silver. Really, the bottom line to all product performance claims with respect to gold and silver is don't make any. You can't guarantee, and neither can we, or even predict what the results might be of an investment that a person might make in gold or silver. We don't know what the price is going to be in the future, so we really shouldn't and can't comment on whether it's going to be higher or lower. So please do not make guarantees or claims or even predictions regarding the performance or the price in the future of gold and silver. Now, what we want to do right now is jump into the 10 examples that we've prepared to kind of illustrate several ways, you know, with some pretty commonly expressed questions or comments that we've received. So these illustrations, we're calling the top 10 examples of things you cannot say, why you cannot say them, and what to say instead. So let's jump in right in here to example number one.
Okay, let's get started with example number one. You can make tons of money in a short time. I made gazillions with AGR, and so can you. I bought a Ferrari in only 3 months. The problem with these kind of statements is that there are actually testimonials with earnings claims inside of them. The caution here is that testimonials must always include a disclosure of your relationship with AGR, including your name and your affiliate ID. Claims about how much money a person can make with AGR have to be accompanied by the affirmative statement we talked about earlier. Although it may be possible to earn a lot of money with AGR, there's no guarantee that anyone will earn any particular amount of money, and there's no evidence to back up any earnings claims at this time. So do not make earnings claims. So here's what to say instead. Try this. The reward system is designed to compensate people for their effort and ability to sell. Your commissions with AGR are calculated based on sales volume, and your efforts and skill will have a direct impact on your income. All right, let's move on to example number two. Being involved with gold and silver is a can't-miss or a can't-lose opportunity. You're sure to do well. The problem with this is this is an earnings claim or a product performance claim, or maybe even both. The caution here is that this could be viewed as a false earnings claim if you give the impression that you can't lose if you become an affiliate of AGR, because it is possible that a person could join up, work hard, and never sell anything or recruit anyone. This could also be viewed as a false product performance claim because you certainly can lose money if you own gold or silver, because prices can and do go up and down throughout the day and over time. So here's what to say instead. This is an exciting opportunity to do two things. Number one, buy gold and silver at a great price from a good company. And number two, have the opportunity to earn a commission by helping other people do the same thing. All right, let's take a look at example number three. Gold and silver will be going up in the future. The demand for gold and silver will exceed the supply, so you better get yours now. The dollar is going to zero. The problem with statements like these is that they can be perceived as both earnings claims and product performance claims. The caution here is, of course, that nobody knows what the price of gold or silver will be at any particular point in the future, or what the supply or demand metrics will be, which could significantly influence the price. Particularly in an increasingly chaotic world economy, nobody can say what any currency or commodity will be worth in the future. So here's what to say instead. You can talk about your personal beliefs or the historical performance of precious metals, but if you do, make sure you disclose your relationship with the company, your name, and your affiliate ID, because it could be perceived as a testimonial. And don't lead people to believe that past performance is indicative of future results, because it's not. Okay, let's take a look at example number four. Affiliate marketing is better than network marketing or MLMs. You can make more money with it. The problem with this type of claim is that it can be viewed as an earnings claim or a product performance claim, or maybe even both. The caution here is, of course, that affiliate marketing, when using a multi-tiered compensation plan like what AGR is doing, falls under the MLM umbrella. So here's what to say instead. Every compensation plan in the industry is different, and you only make money at any endeavor based on your effort, your skill, and the advantages or connections that you may have, which really have nothing to do with the company. Okay, let's move on to number five. The AGR system is the easiest and the most productive MLM out there. Silver and gold is the best thing going right now. The problem with statements like these is that they could be considered testimonials with earnings claims, product performance claims, or both. The caution here is don't make sweeping absolute statements such as easiest or hardest, highest or lowest, best or worst, or any outlandish claims. Any testimonial about your direct personal experience with AGR needs to include a statement disclosing your relationship to the company, including your name and your affiliate ID. If in the testimonial you say anything that could be construed as an earnings claim, you have to follow those guidelines too. Be careful not to make any product performance claims. Also, there could come a time in the future when gold or silver becomes very hard to get. If that happens, orders could be delayed, or it could possibly no longer be considered easy to order gold or silver through AGR, particularly if we have to stop taking orders for a time due to lack of availability of raw materials. So here's what to say instead. AGR has a very competitive reward system. Our products are produced and sold with very low margins, which makes them attractive to customers, which is conducive to repeat business. AGR's competitive prices, coupled with the generous reward system, make for a true golden opportunity. Okay, let's move on to number six. And this one is one we hear a lot. Get in on the ground floor. You'll make money every time someone signs up under you. The problem with statements like these, of course, is that they are actually earnings claims. The caution here is that they're also false statements. Nobody makes any money by signing anyone up under the AGR comp plan. The only way money is made is when products are sold, commissions are generated and distributed to the affiliates. There's no advantage to a person who signs up at a particular level in the structure or at a particular time with respect to the amount of commissions that person can earn, because commissions and bonuses are calculated based on sales generated by the affiliate and by the affiliate's recruits and downline. So here's what to say instead. The reward system has been designed so that no matter where or when a person decides to become an affiliate, they have an equal opportunity to earn commissions and recruit other affiliates based on their effort and skill. All right, moving on to number seven, and it's a doozy. Have you ever heard this one before? Everybody needs gold or silver. It will protect your wealth. The problem with claims like these is that they're really product performance claims. And the caution here is that not only could they be construed as product performance claims, but they also could be looked at as suitability claims. You can't discuss whether gold or silver is a suitable investment for a person. unless you are a licensed financial advisor. Although gold and silver has never been worth zero and has historically been a remarkably good storehouse of value, nobody knows whether or not it will protect wealth in the future the same way that it has over the past 4,000 years. So here's what to say instead. Give a testimonial with a disclosure. Say why you think it's a good idea for you. However, just because it's right for you doesn't make it right for others. So you can have a factual discussion relating to historic gold and silver values, their utility in the marketplace, their function as money, and so forth. However, always point out that a person should not make any decision to purchase gold or silver without fully understanding his financial position and goals or seeking professional assistance in making such decisions. Do not make any statement that could be construed as a product performance claim. All right, let's have a look at number 8. I'm direct to the top levels of AGR, so you're going to get a lot of people who sign up under you and plenty of leads from the efforts of others. My upline is better than somebody else's. Problems with statements like these are that they are really testimonials with earnings claims. The caution here is that if you claim that AGR or even other affiliates of the company will do things like provide leads or sales or fill up an affiliate's downline, that's considered selling a security because it could be construed that the affiliate's income is tied to the efforts of others rather than her own efforts. It's also misrepresentation because AGR doesn't provide leads, guarantee income, or guarantee to place any new customers or affiliates into any particular affiliate's downline, even though this may happen on occasion. So here's what to say instead. In any testimonial, you have to disclose your relationship to the company, including your name and your affiliate ID. Beyond that, it's acceptable to discuss the facts related to your direct upline. However, avoid giving the perception that because you may be higher up in the organization than another affiliate, that a prospective new affiliate would likely have a better outcome by signing up under you rather than under somebody else by virtue of your position in the matrix. Remember, a person's opportunity to earn income with AGR is not dependent upon their level in the organization, but rather is commensurate with their dedication, skills, and personal circumstances. As a recruiter, you may have certain skills or practices that have proven in the past to be effective at bringing new customers, sales, and affiliates to the company. Avoid any non-factual discussion of your skills and talents in this regard, and do not make any representations related to income or earnings in AGR or even in previous or other MLMs. All right, let's have a look at number 9. My first week, I brought in 385 new customers, of which 325 bought at least 1 gram of gold. The problem with this sort of statement is that it's really a testimonial, and it does not have the appropriate disclosures with it. The caution here is that testimonials have to be honest, not misleading, and no statement about how much the affiliate made can be included in a testimonial. You have to disclose a relationship with the company as well as your name and your affiliate ID. Once statistics are available from AGR, a statement based on statistical data has to also be provided if you make any type of earnings claim. Since there are no statistics available right now, then please do not make anything that could be construed as an earnings claim. Here's what to say instead. You can say that you brought in a certain number of new customers and what they purchased. If you do that, make sure you don't reveal their names or any other identifying information, by the way. Do not represent that anyone else's experience would be similar to yours, and don't discuss the amount of money you earned on those sales, as that could turn the testimonial into an earnings claim. It's okay to discuss facts, such as the number of new customers you brought in, as long as you don't make it seem like your experience is normal. All right, here we are, finally, at example number 10. Number 10 has lots of great statements in it. Listen to these. Gold and silver will sell themselves. You don't need training or education. It doesn't take effort. Just show up and it's a done deal. Even my dog could do it. Or how about these? Once you see the video and get a little training, you're all set to go. You're going to make a bunch of money. Now, you've probably heard these before, and so have I. The problem with statements like these is that they really are earnings claims or product performance claims or both. The caution here, of course, is that none of them are true. Your success will be based on your efforts and skill in bringing people to AGR website to buy gold and silver. And you are responsible to know what you can and cannot say and do in that process. We don't need to discuss the value of gold or silver, particularly because it has been more prominently mentioned in the news lately. A lot of people already have a desire to purchase gold or silver for various reasons, so here's what to say instead. You do need to be trained on what you can say and what you cannot say and do as an affiliate of AGR, and it does take effort and skill to recruit new customers and also affiliates. You need to know and follow the rules and abide by AGR's policies and procedures. Sales don't happen by themselves. Although AGR will provide as much training and education as possible, we can't guarantee any outcome. There may be affiliates who work very little and make a lot of money. Conversely, there may be affiliates who work very hard and make little or nothing. The difference between those who are very successful at selling something and those who are not is generally related to skill set, personal circumstances and contacts, and dedication. And, incidentally, your dog can't do it because he doesn't have a social security number.
Okay, there are some consequences that could follow from failure to obey all of these rules that we've discussed in this training video. Specifically, affiliates who fail to follow these rules risk more than just disciplinary action from the American Gold Reserve. The government regularly prosecutes individuals, including those who make endorsements of a product, whether those endorsements are paid or unpaid, if they make false or misleading statements in an effort to induce people to purchase or to sign up. The best course of action, which will give you the best chance for success as well, is to follow these six basic rules. Number one, always include your relationship to American Gold Reserve, your name, and your affiliate ID when posting or giving any form of testimonial. This includes posting in social medias, such as Facebook and Twitter and so forth, or on a blog, or letters that you may write, emails, even telephone conversations, or person-to-person conversations, and anything that's recorded, whether it's by video or audio means. Number two, don't make any false or misleading statements about American Gold Reserve, about precious metals in general, or other MLMs, or anything else for that matter. Keep all of your communications true and clean. And if you don't know the answer to something, if you want to say something about it, look it up first so that you know that what you're saying is accurate and truthful at all times. Number three, don't make any earnings claims unless you have the appropriate statistical information from American Gold Reserve and you make the appropriate affirmative statement that's required when making earnings claims. Number four, don't make any statements that could be construed as being product performance claims, period. Number five, keep all of your communications within the rules that we've talked about today. And finally, number six, work hard. The greatest determinant of your success with American Gold Reserve and really with any endeavor in life is your willingness to work and your skill and the amount of effort that you put into it. So, I'm Reed Larson with American Gold Reserve. Thanks for joining us tonight and best of luck as an affiliate.
So, I think you can see that American Gold Reserve is a very serious company with a very serious focus on affiliate training and to try to sort of protect the opportunity for everyone from outrageous claims or claims that cannot be substantiated or claims that are specifically prohibited by law. So I'm very proud of these two companies, KB Vision and American Gold Reserve. They serve the gold and silver industry slightly differently. KB Vision focuses on gold, the 1 gram cards, KB Vision is a German company, and the storage for all of your gold can be will be free. It is free in St. Gothard Massif, Switzerland, if you should so choose. If you buy $5,000 worth of gold or $100,000 worth of gold from KB, your gold will be stored for free. This can be huge because storage fees can be quite significant. So KB has its purpose because you can have your gold stored outside of the country in your name specifically, and there can be some advantages to that. Now, American Gold Reserve, on the other hand, they don't store anything. So you buy your gold and your silver from American Gold Reserve, they ship it to you by insured carrier, you do with it as you see fit. And so you don't have to incur any storage costs with American Gold Reserve. You simply bury it in your backyard. Depending on how much gold and silver that is, that may not be a smart idea. So they are different. They are complementary, in my opinion, and I think both companies are excellent companies, and so I'm very proud to be associated with either one of them. If you're interested in information on KB Gold, please go to kbgoldandmoney.com, kbgoldandmoney.com. And if you're interested in American Gold Reserve, please go to americangoldreserve.com, americangoldreserve.com. Click on Enroll and then enter Hermosa Gold Silver, all one word, Hermosa Gold Silver, and click on Next and fill out the information there. Thanks so much, and hope you have a great day, and we'll talk more about gold and silver tomorrow. All right, have a great day, and secure the value of your assets with physical metal. That's the watchword. Bye-bye now.